Australia is preparing to face Argentina in the semi-finals of the Rugby World Cup after a thrilling quarter-final win over Scotland. The Wallabies scored a penalty to put themselves 1 point ahead with just 30 seconds left in the match at Twickenham. The World Cup semis will now feature only Southern Hemisphere teams, with South Africa facing off against New Zealand. The nail-biting finish had Australian fans nervous, but the Scots were, how should we say, philosophical about their loss.
We were very lucky to get away with it. We might have to pull our stuff together for next week, I think.
We nearly did it, but we couldn't. But you know what? Look at all the teams that are in the semi-final. Let's face it, they're all phenomenal. You know, and that's rugby.
That's the way. Another poll at This Morning shows dwindling support for the Labor Party after Malcolm Turnbull was appointed Prime Minister. The latest Fairfax Ipsos poll puts Labor behind the coalition on a two-party preferred basis, down 7% since the same poll back in mid-August. The coalition's also ahead on the primary vote, and Malcolm Turnbull has tripled the support of Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister. At least one person has died and more than 23,000 others have been evacuated after a typhoon hit the Philippines. A teenager was crushed by a falling tree after Typhoon Kupu made landfall with winds of up to 200 kilometres an hour. And ambulance officials say a man has been killed and six others wounded in the latest gun and knife attack in Israel. It means eight Israelis have now died in attacks by lone Palestinians this month. More than 40 Palestinians, including several attackers, have also been killed.